they will come. How can they not? We have excellent chocolate candy. It's Halloween, about 4 o'clock. I blow the leaves from the sidewalk and in front of the garage. I blow off the front porch where my wife's autumn decorations sit, and I arrange the plastic pumpkin with the little light bulb in it. I look to the street. Yes, we're all visible. It's not near dusk yet. I look around. Nope, no trick-or-treaters yet. But they'll come. How could they not? Sure, we only had one bunch last year, a group of 5. They were in middle school, I'd say. I was happy and awarded them with very fine candy, and twice as much as one would receive at an ordinary house like my neighbor's. Knowing that, I'm sure that that group will be back tonight, and additionally sure they will have told other kids about our generous nature of treating. That's how it works, you know. Give excellent candy treats and see wonderful, cute, and entertaining costumes. I can't wait for dusk. Not here yet, but they'll come. How could they not? We have an excellent candy track record. Then again, we only gave out candy last year, but it was delicious candy and bountiful. I know, because I was able to eat all that was left. I can testify that it was excellent. What, was that the doorbell? I'll see. Nope, no one there yet, but they'll come. What was that? What was that movement? No. But it's not quite dusk yet. I'll go sit in my big easy chair and wait. Yep, all the outdoor lights are on. We're good to go. You know, the history of trick-or-treating traces back to Scotland and Ireland, where the tradition of guising, going house to house at Halloween and putting on a small performance to be rewarded with food or treats, goes back at least as far as the 16th century, as does the tradition of people wearing costumes. In fact, I've read that in some cultures, money is given instead. The trick, of course, refers to the threat, usually idle, to perform mischief on the residents or on their property if no treat is given. Most kids never heard of the trick part of trick or treat. It's kind of sad. Was that the doorbell? No, I guess not. I've got the door open now, and no one is there. It's dark out now, but I've got the lights on, all the lights. It's 6:45. They'll be ringing the doorbell any moment. Cars will be lined up in our driveway, possibly even down the street. We gave out excellent candy last year, and this year, even better. We have Kit Kats. Quite good. We have white chocolate Kit Kat, dark chocolate Kit Kats, and classic milk chocolate. You know, Kit Kats are like chocolate-covered wafer cookies. Quite good. Like I say, we give out excellent candy. According to Google, the interjection trick or treat request for sweets, with the implication that anyone who does not provide treats will be subjected to a prank, seems to have arisen in central Canada before spreading into the northern and western U.S. in the 1930s, and then all across the rest of the country through the 40s and early 50s. Well, what time is it? It's 7:30 now. I guess they're waiting to come in one gigantic bunch. We'll be overwhelmed, but it'll still be fun. I'll take pictures like last year. The little kids are so cute, the parents so proud. I can hardly wait to see them. They'll soon be here. I go back and sit in my chair. Oh, look, headlights reflecting in the back windows of our house, indicating someone out front. I dash to the front door, only to see them driving off. I run outside. Come back. We have excellent treats. It's 8:00. What happened? No one came. We must do better next year. Better treats and a map and signs at the far end of the street pointing this way. Well. On the bright side, here's the candy bowl. Like I say, we have excellent treats. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.